Lovely. Yes, beautiful. And that is 80 years old, Albert, been in our family. And in it was a photograph in the centre of my aunt, my father's only sister, who was a nurse and worked at Bray's.
A nurse?
She worked at Bray's. She had to go to Bray's. She lived in Woodhouse and she had to go to Bray's. And she was so disgusted, she went to Leeds Infirmary and trained at Leeds Infirmary. To become a nurse.
And she finished?
Yes. She went down to the Royal Infirmary at Windsor and she was having two teeth extracted to come to be the matron at the Huddersfield Royal. And they gave her too much gas and killed her.
When was this?
How
did you meet your husband?
Well, we were kids together, you see.
In Woodhouse?
We went to the same Sunday school.
Mrs. Verity, this is a photograph of your father's
one of the
shop.
Yes.
When was that taken? Do you remember?
Well, I get my reading glasses. I see if I can define.
This is trying to encourage people to eat herrings.
Yes.
So I'm just wondering whether this is the war period when there was a shortage of meat, you see. Doesn't matter.
I don't even see. 1885 there.
Yes, that's right.
Well, we used to have shows like this, and at Woodhouse Feast every September, you know, we used to have carnival.
What is Woodhouse Feast?
September. You know, the fair that comes on the moor in September.
Yes.
Well, every...
What was it like in those days? Because now it's just a lot of...
Oh, it was lovely.
Was it?
Yeah.
What
you could,
they used to
for do? A penny, you could get a pie and some peas at one of the stalls. It used to be lovely. And everything was a halfpenny and a penny, you see, no nothing more than a penny.
Was it like a harvest festival or what?
Well, we used to decorate the shops, you know, and give prizes. We had a committee, you see, and give prizes for best decorations, you know. And we used to, there was a, where the new houses are, just below the moor, there's a public house called the Swan with Two Necks. And they used to erect a greasy pole up, you know, about that width, you know. Oh, it used to be fun. And they used to give a leg of lamb to the one who climbed at the top. We used to have all sorts of things.
Climb up the greasy,
pole.
But nowadays, this Woodhouse Fair is just nothing much. It's just a lot of old machinery standing on the moor.
Well, that's all. I wonder if I could see how much the stuff is in the window. I would have an idea.
Well, I can read it to you.
Besides other furniture in that bed. Up in my mother called Brizzoleris, who were Italians, you see.
You had your 21st birthday party during the war, didn't you?
Yeah. And I remember going down with a lading can. Do you know what a lading can is? Don't you? Show you one.
Italians?
Well, there was quite a lot of Italians came over, you know. The ice cream people, those Granellis and Brizzoleris, you see, and they all married, intermarried, you know. There's quite a colony of them. And I know Mr. Brizzoleri went to... After the war and took the money he'd made during the war to Italy and the bank went bust, he lost it all.
Anyway, what happened at your party? Who came to your party, do you remember?
Yes, two or three that worked at Bray's.
Your Walter came?
No, he was in the army. His brother came in the navy. Yeah, his eldest sister. And those my own sisters and friends, you see. Few from... Well, I was working at...
21st birthday was a big thing in those days.
Yes.
Did you have a piano?
Yes, and I could play anything by ear. Just
could
sit
you?
Down and entertain all night.
When did you get your piano?
I learnt. I had about half a dozen lessons, but I couldn't be bothered with it.
When you were small?
Yeah, I was at school.
You were still at school? Yes. Mrs. Verity, do you remember a union at Bray's, at George Bray's?
Yes, well, yes. They weren't in during the First World War, you know. And after the First World War...
So you were not a member of a union during the First
World War? No, I wasn't. But it was formed either just after, you see. You see, I left, I was... I got an infection in my throat from the gas, you see. And the doctor said I had to go back to work there. And I left in 1920, because I was at home 2 years before I got married, you see. I left in 1920.
You left Bray's in 1920?
Yes, but I was in the Labour Party then, and I went with Mrs. Arnott, a lady called Mrs. Arnott, started the union in the First World War.
Arnott?
Yes. Her husband was a Lord Mayor in Leeds, John Arnott. And then...
Which union was that, do you remember?
General workers, only thing you could be in, you see, municipal and general workers. And then they all packed up, you see, between miles. I don't know why. I think, but they're stronger in the union now, you see. And I went with Mrs. D'Arcy. She was a marvellous woman. Anna D'Arcy. And she was... I went with her and we had a meeting in the front yard to get them going again, and she got them going again.
When was this about, do you remember?
Well, they'd been in the union during... I don't think they were in the union during the war now. But if you want to know, I can get to know for you, you see. Because I know people...
But during the war, you don't remember of any union?
Not this last war, no.
No, I mean the First War.
Oh, no, no. The men were in.
The men were?
They were in the Engineers' Union.
Yes.
But, I didn't leave till 1920, but I was never in the union. Mm. And I would have been if we could have had one, because we tried to get one.
You don't remember Mrs. Leonora Cohen?
Oh, I do, love. Did you see a photo? I went to see her not long ago.
In Colwyn Bay?
Well, she was... she was at Ross-on-Sea when I went to see her. Oh, yes, I know Leonora quite well.
You worked with her in the union in the
Labour Party?
When did you start working with her in the Labour Party?
Well, as soon as she came in, I think I'd been before her. I never remember being out of the Labour Party.
When did you join the Labour Party?
Well, I used to go with my Uncle Fred and Julia, you see. Mm-hmm. When we were kids, they lived at Harrell's, and I used to go up to their house. We moved 67, 8 years old, you see. How old would she be there? About 6, cheeky little girl she was. And we used to go to the Andwich drives at the Harrell's Labour Club, which was just round the corner of Ashley Road. And I used to go and sleep with her, you see, weekends. They lived in Strathmore Drive. So I never really remember being out. And he was a councillor in 1914.
A councillor?
Yes. He beat a fellow called Colonel Boyle. I have my ticket. I went to the counting upstairs, so nobody can deny that. And he beat Colonel Boyle by 19 votes. And the way he got into the council was he went and joined the Catholic Club. In Brigid, he wasn't the Catholic, but he went and joined the Catholic Club. And we had a pony and trap, you see. We've always had... nice things. We had used to have a cottage at Ekop as well, you see, and go for the summer. And I used to ride this pony around the fields and the lanes, but we always had a nice trap, you see, to take us backwards and forwards. I once rode to Ekop on a little three-wheel five-bob iron bike, they're little three-wheeler bikes.
But you joined the Labour Party because of your uncle?
No, well, my father was a socialist, you see. They were liberals, like, when we were really right young. I remember, I was going to tell you the fella's name. The liberal put up for... You see, I've been in nearly every constituency in Leeds, and they're changing me again, but if they change me to another ward, it's coming up in about a fortnight's time. I'm packing up. I'm not going in any other constituency. I've been in enough.
You were saying that they were liberals. They started off as liberals.
Well, there were, most people. There was only the liberals and the Tories, you see. And I remember having a banger. We used to make a banger with paper and on string. And, oh, what did they call that? A liberal. But Laycocks were liberals, you see. And most of Sammy Kirk was a liberal.
So when did your parents join the Labour Party, do you suppose?
When you couldn't really join being an active member when you were in business. We'd have lost half our custom, you see.
That's interesting.
Oh, didn't you know that? Oh.
But who would... Oh, I see, because people would have known. It wasn't a good thing to be...
Oh, no, you couldn't be political in those. You could now. I want it to stand for council and parliament. When I couldn't be a doctor, I said, I'll go into Parliament. Oh, I couldn't put up. Oh, no, if you'd have put up in Woodhouse Ward, you'd have lost half your customers. Because there was those people that were so poor, they didn't know where the next meal was coming for, but they still voted Tory. They absolutely the poorest man I've ever known, the dirtiest and a chimney sweep that lived down the road. And I went for him with a car to vote. And I took him to the Labour Party committee room. He says, where are you taking me? I says, the committee room. He says, I vote Tory. I said, well, get out and walk then. I said, vote Tory.
I met a lady the other day, and she said she was working in a mill at Batley.
Yeah.
And she said that Ben Turner used to come and get them
lovely.
To vote.
Oh, lovely. Oh, I knew Ben Turner well. I've been on holidays with Nora Turner, his daughter. And we had schools, you know. And the last one I was with her was at the house. It was built first, the stainless steel people. Oh, it was a gorgeous house.
Anyway, you went on a school with her?
Yes, at this, oh dear, what did... Birchfield, they call the house, and it's just near Hope in Derbyshire. We used to walk into Hope. And she could sit down and write a play called Nora Turner, just like that. And she used to write these plays, and she always made me into a boy. I always had to be a boy, and we'd get some little shots. But there was everything you wanted there, you know, all things.
And did you remember Ben Turner?
Oh, yes.
What was he like?
Ben Turner. Well, he was a bit like...
Did you like his politics?
Well, yes. I mean, it was such as Ben Turner that's got us where we are. I know we aren't perfect, the Labour Party, but... yes, he'd a beard, had Ben Turner, I don't know. No,
Was your husband political, Mrs. Verity?
Well, him and I ran this ward, you know, for years and years. I've been secretary, chairman and all the lot. But,
Fenner Brockway gave this to you?
Gave me that.
Why did he give you a photograph of Victor Grayson?
I don't know, but that's where I got that from, Fenner Brockway. He was very friendly with Victor Grayson, you see.
Did you know any conscientious objectors during the war, during the First War?
Well, only the Quakers, you
see.
Yes.
The Fords, were they conscientious objectors?
Yes, and the Rylances were, you know. Mind you, I admired them for it. I wouldn't say anything against a conscientious objector.
No. But,
Because I don't believe in killing at all. I don't believe in hanging either, anything. I read an article about the man that's been doing the hanging in America, what a state he's in. There.
Verity, you say that you weren't against the conscientious objectors during the war. Do you remember anything what you felt about the war as such? What did you think about it?